This recording, California 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see that in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I'm just going to give a brief overview of my background. I was born in Los Angeles in 1967 to an American mom from Minnesota and a Brazilian dad, who had been in the United States since he was 15 at the time when I was born. And he didn't speak English fluently growing up. But I was raised in Los Angeles, went to school in LA. At 12 years old, we moved to Northern California for a short time, moved back, lived in Simi Valley for a while, and then we moved to Sao Paulo, Brazil. And we lived there until I was about 16 years old. I went to school there, Brazilian schools and American schools. Came back then as a teenager. We lived in the Valley. We lived in San Fernando Valley in Reseda, Canoga Park, Winnetka area. And I went to high school there and spent most of my 20s, early 30s there. Lived briefly in San Diego during that time too. When I turned, let's say 38, I moved to Lexington, Kentucky, to study interior design at University of Kentucky. I went there for 3 years and ended up moving back before finishing my degree, moving back to Los Angeles, and have been in LA since then.